Joining us right now to tell us everything you need to know about what's going on inside Washington, D.C. is Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. Ed, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. We're glad to have you. Wanted to talk to you about whether there is a feud or there is not a feud between President Trump and Mitch McConnell. We know that Mitch McConnell came out and when President Trump complained about the lack of progress on the health care bill and said that the president had high expectations, unrealistic expectations, and that seemed to set the president off. But then we heard Sarah Huckabee Sanders say that the relationships between the two are just fine. So everything's great. But now President Trump was at it again with the debt ceiling, tweeting yesterday they didn't do it now. So we have a big deal with the Democrats holding them up as usual on debt ceiling approval. Could have been easy. And now it's a mess. So what is the deal?
Yeah, he wanted Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan to attach lifting the debt ceiling to a relatively non-controversial veterans reform bill that he's just signed into law and thinks, hey, if you just attach that, it would have been easy peasy and everybody would have moved on. Now, there are a lot of people on the Hill who say it's not quite that easy because there would have been some Republicans making noise about how, as you know, when they raised the debt ceiling, which is more and more money being borrowed by Washington, conservatives in particular want to see some spending cuts and say, hey, let's attach that. So it may not have been as easy as the president said. Here's the bottom line. I think this is a president who ran against the swamp. He's now seeing polling showing that people think, well, he's now maybe becoming part of the swamp. He's in Washington. He can't escape that. And despite all the promises made by Republicans for 7 years, the president also made promises about repealing and replacing Obamacare, at least for the last year and a half or so, as a candidate for president. Not 7 years, but he's on board with that as well. And I think he's getting more and more frustrated at the gridlock and the lack of progress here in Washington. People have been frustrated about that, I suspect, not just for years, but for decades. And now he's facing it. He's trying to separate himself a bit from these Republican leaders. But as you know, he needs these Republican leaders to get his agenda back on track. And we've got some new information this morning reporting at Fox that the president next week is going to go back on the road. He's going to Missouri on Wednesday. They'll be talking taxes. And I think that's important because, you know, rather than all this back and forth with Mitch McConnell and the tweet, if he can get focused on actually doing these rallies like he did in Phoenix, but not be about, you know, attacks, especially on his fellow Republicans, but go out and start selling tax cuts, selling broader tax reform. That's what not only his base wants to hear, but I suspect there are a lot of people in the middle of the country, independents and others, who also want to hear about tax reform and about actually getting some stuff done in Washington. So that's going to happen next Wednesday in Missouri ahead of Congress coming back to session. And I suspect in the fall he's really hoping to get this agenda back on track.
You said you want to get to the bottom line. The bottom line that I'd love to get to, and maybe you can illuminate it, Ed, is whether or not there's actually going to be anything left in 2017, like in terms of getting anything done legislatively. They pushed on Obamacare. They couldn't even get the simple majority there. The president pushing for a filibuster reform this morning in tweets. There seems no chance that they'll, again, get to the 51 votes they would need for that or whatever. I mean, they can't.
Right.
So is there any chance of getting legislation done this year, despite whatever noise these two sides have made?
Yeah, I hate to be a pessimist, and I'm usually an optimist, but I feel like there's a very narrow window to get very much of anything done. And I think what we're headed for is what we saw in the Obama years, which is, you know, governing by a CR or a continuing resolution, you know, the jargon for basically a catch-all spending budget bill that'll be slapped together in October, November, you know, we'll be careening towards possible government shutdown and all the rest.
Yes.
And at that point, the president will get some victories, quote unquote. But the question is going to be, you know, do they slap some sort of a tax cut in there at the last minute that gets Republicans on board? But then they have to throw some sweetness for Democrats and all kinds of new spending that Republicans won't be happy about. So my bottom line is the president going to get some legislative victories by the end of the year? Yes. But the where he's headed right now, I just simply don't see some major infrastructure victory, some major tax, you know, structural tax reform, which is what conservatives really want. I see some middle class tax cuts that everybody can support, some marginal things, and that border wall is going to be a big fight.
Yeah, it will be. And there's, and also the future of DACA and whether or not that's used as leverage in order to get the border wall, for instance.
Yeah.
You said the president's going to hit the road next week to try and pitch some things, but he's hitting it at a strange time because right now he's dealing with his major this major natural disaster that's coming into Texas and may actually lead to some major flooding. We talked to your colleague Janice Dean earlier that flooding is going to dominate the news and up to and including Wednesday of next week. That's going to throw the entire week into chaos and require his attention.
It will. And look, you know, you see people already talking about it on social media that this will be a test for the president. We all know about Hurricane Katrina and what that meant for Democratic officials on the local level and for then President Bush on the federal level. President Obama had the oil spill that he had to deal with. I think especially coming out of Charlottesville and people still saying, did he say enough? Did he do enough? He obviously wants to turn the page on that. This is a more direct natural disaster where, you know, the criticism about Charlottesville, to me, was about whether he was showing leadership as president, whether he's using the bully pulpit. When you have a natural disaster like this, this is an opportunity for the president to step up, show that he gets it, go over to FEMA, make sure everybody's on top of it. You know, as Janice Dean and others are saying, that this is, you know, weather strong enough that we could really see, as you say, flooding, but also potentially lost lives and lots of injuries, you know, millions or billions of dollars in lost business. These kinds of situations really cry out for presidential leadership. And so you're right, the president's going to have to keep his eye very close on that all weekend.
Well, Ed Henry, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it every time you do, and
weekend.
You give us all the news that we need to know coming out of Capitol Hill. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend. That's Ed Henry, Fox News Chief National Correspondent and New York Times bestselling author of 42 Faith.